A Derry businessman has been telling of his ordeal when an armed gang came into his home on Sunday night and threatened to shoot his family, and that included his baby daughter. You've been hearing the story in the news already this morning. Kevin Doherty is on the line now. Kevin, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Tell us what happened to you, if you can. Just walk us through the situation on Sunday.
Sunday evening, we were just sitting having our dinner, and three masked men, two of them armed, just walked into our living room and said, come with us. Told my wife and child to get down, fist down at the window of the living room, and then took me out of the room.
How did they get into the house, Kevin?
It was 7:30 at night, the front door was open, so they just came on in.
And they could see you watching TV from outside, probably?
More than likely, yeah, but we sort of live in the countryside, so they were all on foot. We later learned, because when they got everything they wanted, they bungled me into the car when I was tied up and took me on further on out the back roads.
This isn't the first time you've had a burglary in your home?
No, it's the third time, but this is the first time that there's been armed men.
And what did they say about your daughter?
Well, this isn't told anyone what they've done. We're going to shoot everyone. He kept threatening to shoot the wife and child if I didn't tell them where the safe was in the house. But I said, she don't know me very well because I don't have a safe. So they took me into every room upstairs and downstairs and in the attic, everywhere. I wasn't taking off for an answer, and eventually they just threw me in the car.
They held that gun to your head, did they?
Yeah, the whole time. Hands tied behind my back with a gun to my head. Tell me not to look at them. They look at the ground.
What were you feeling when they were doing that, Kevin?
That was pretty scary. I didn't know because I hadn't seen my wife and child because they were in the living room. From the moment they took me out of it, I didn't know what was happening. And then when they drove me away, I thought maybe there's a guy still there in the house with a wife. So I later found out that there wasn't. The three of them got in the car and drove up the derelict store sort of area up the back roads.
How's your wife Carmen doing?
Not very good. It's been 4 days now, but all pretty traumatising. Having to relive it all the time.
With just an 18-month-old daughter in the house. What's your daughter called?
Yes, that's what really makes me sick.
Yeah.
My daughter was laughing at him. She was pointing up. She's going to win thing for pointing at people. She was looking up and laughing. And the guy stood over him with a gun, telling my wife to turn the baby away.
You just wonder what kind of a person could do any kind of armed robbery of this kind. But when an 18-month-old child is involved and they're using that child as a bargaining tool with you, as that seems, or to threaten her in order to get you to do something.
That's what scared me, because I thought, if they're going to do that, and they're capable of doing that, they're capable of sticking a ball on me anyway, all what they were threatening to do.
Yeah.
They got what they wanted. So
what did they get?
They got money belonging to the couple of small businesses I have. So it was a substantial amount of cash, and they got a lot of some stock belonging to the newsagents that I have, and they took my car key.
Are you going to stay in the house, Kevin? This is the third time it's been targeted.
Well, this is the third house. I don't know what to do. Still, it's just things go through my head. What should I have done? Did I do everything right? Was I right to cooperate? You know what I mean? Should I pull one of their masks off? What would they have done?